Support for WYPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, where world-class doctors are pioneering immunotherapy that's helping to stop cancer in its tracks. And with screenings and advanced treatments across the state, it's cancer care made for Marylanders. Learn more at umms.org/cancer.
Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Try as we might to be creative with our dinner menus over the holidays, there's no escaping the fact that potatoes are going to appear in one form or another on our tables. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there are probably a million good ideas out there for how to cook a potato.
Yeah, probably even 2 million, Al. You're a little under, but yes. And so just a real quick reminder about the two types of potatoes. You know, there's the starchy potatoes, which, you know, they're fluffy, they're dry, they have low moisture. Those are the ones that are great for baking, for mashing, for frying. Mm-hmm. And then you've got these the waxier potatoes.
Right.
And they hold they have a creamy texture, but they hold their shape. Those are the ones you want to use in stews and salads.
Oh, okay.
Those types of things.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, choosing the right potato helps. You know, if you're going to be making mash, you want starchy. If you're going to be making, you know, potato salad, you know, those types of things, you want the waxy ones.
Right, right.
But I think a potato dish that I really like that I think is very easy is called Lyonnaise potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
For these, you're going to want to use like a russet or an Idaho potato. And really all it is potatoes and onions. And you just want to slice the Lyonnaise potatoes and brown them in butter. Both sides, and then add a bunch of like sort of finely julienned sweet onions.
Ooh, nice.
And let them caramelize together.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tend to finish them in the oven just to get them nice and crispy and brown.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just a little salt and pepper and you're done. It's like the most easy, but I think satisfying dish.
Oh, it must taste great.
Mashed potatoes, we can have the argument of skin on versus skin off. I'm going to say that if you take the skin off, you better make them super smooth.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than, I mean, the idea of like the skin off potatoes is this rustic sort of smashed potato.
Yeah.
But if you're peeling them, you know, I would even recommend get a ricer and push them through so you get ultra smooth potatoes.
Right, right.
But no matter which, basically the two things you would always add are butter and cream.
Right.
You're going to want to heat those up first. Mm-hmm. In a saucepan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people throw the butter in cold and the cream in cold, and that's not as effective as if you warm everything up and then, you know, mix it in. I think the other kind of typical versions are sort of gratin,
which are required
sliced potatoes.
Yeah.
There's two versions of this, the sort of hand slice, which tend to be a little thicker. I prefer getting out a mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
And getting these things sliced nice and thin. And then, you know, again, mixing them with your ingredients. Traditionally, again, garlic, Parmesan cheese, herbs, butter, cream, and then baking them in a dish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether free form or literally taking the time to stack them correctly and make sort of a more attractive presentation.
My mom used to like to put real thin slices of ham in there.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
That's perfect. The other option is sort of the baked potato,
mm-hmm.
Which, again, I think is kind of overlooked because of its simplicity. But I've been really getting into just a simple baked potato with butter and sour cream.
And one trick I learned, Jerry, is you can put some olive oil on the skin before you bake it.
Scrub them good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then olive oil, and you'll get a crispier skin.
You get a beautiful, crispy skin. We're going to put all of these ideas on the website so you can check them out just in time for the holidays.
Right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Baltimore Public Media.